final speaker on this panel will be Glenn Marquis. He's a project development manager for Ocean Renewable Power Company. He seeks out and seeks out new development opportunities in Maine and throughout New England. Glenn has many years of experience in startup technology development, project management, engineering, construction, sales, and marketing. He supports the strategies and activities of both development and regulatory teams at ORPC, contributes to permitting and licensing efforts, and manages public outreach efforts. He has a BS in Environmental Science and Policy from the University of Southern Maine, and he's going to give us the developer's perspective on what we've just heard from the stakeholder and government sides.
Well, thank you. It was a pleasure to be asked to come speak with to the group today to offer a different perspective to what's been discussed today, namely what's been going on with the title. That's title with the T, energy development in the state of Maine. And what we've learned so far with regard to our project activities up in the Eastport and Lubeck area at the mouth of the Bay of Fundy. To do this, I want to just provide a real brief overview of who our ORPC is, what we're trying to accomplish up in the Bay of Fundy, what the near-term and longer-term goals are of the company, and what we've taken away so far in our relationships with the folks up there, and how they've helped us make different decisions, and how we're going ahead and impacting the local and regional communities up there economically and socially. So, ORPC, who are we? We're basically a pretty small group of hardworking people trying to develop breakthrough tidal energy technology and project sites. The distinction there is that we're developing both the technology and the projects. We're headquartered in Portland, and we have satellite offices at our project site locations in Anchorage, Alaska, and up in Eastport, Maine. We were put together in 2004, and we now have 24 dedicated employees made up of scientists, engineers, analysts, and management. In partnership with coastal and river communities, we're working hard to create and sustain local jobs while providing energy independence and protecting the environment. I apologize for my voice. I'm on the mend, I promise you, but I might have to take a pause. We've been active in the Eastport area since 2006 and are on the cusp of commercializing our technology with our first reconnected project slated to go in the water and connect to the local grid essentially this time next year if all goes well. So with advancing our technology, navigating the permitting, the licensing, the regulatory arenas, we're trying very hard to shape some public policy. We're staying busy and have some pretty decent momentum, as you can see from the slide here. This past summer, we deployed the largest ocean energy power system yet to be installed in the U.S. The testing activities put the communities of Lubeck and Eastport essentially on the map again. We're hosting the most advanced commercial tidal development site in the country, and we're bringing some welcome visibility to the region. We've initiated some federal government's first use of tidal energy through a small-scale demo project with the U.S. Coast Guard, which is supplementing power for their 41-foot search and rescue vessel berthed at the Eastport breakwater. We're leveraging state and federal awards to help create a nationally recognized center for tidal energy development. Through our partnerships with the University of Maine and other experts, we're working to create an environmental standard of monitoring and sampling protocols. Just to give you an idea of some of the impact, and again, in the perspective of trying to get a demonstration project started or a pilot project in the water, you know, we've been fortunate to have access to a pretty deep labor pool in the area, extensively using local talent to progress our activities as far as the project is concerned. We're committed to investing in the local host communities, and this includes employing as much as possible local marine service providers, local contractors, vendors, material suppliers, and so forth. It's important to us that what we do, even though it's helping to facilitate our project activities, that we're actually creating value for others in the area. You know, this map gives you a snapshot of the folks that we've used to this point in a pre-commercial effort. We've pumped over $5 million into the state economy. We've helped create or retain close to 100 jobs, and that's spread over 8 main counties. What we've learned is that the model that we've used in Eastport and that we'll continue to use in the county of in the community of Lubeck, it basically includes a three-pronged approach. We spend as much time and effort on cultivating the community relationships as we do advancing the technology, tweaking the turbine, making sure the power electronics are in sync. We spend as much time on those two aspects as we do on assessing the sites. So it's important that all of these items coexist. We believe they coexist and actually depend on existing local and regional businesses, the marine industry, and input from the community and neighboring property owners to help influence some of our decision-making processes. We've been active up there, as the previous slide indicated, since 2006, but we've actually been working in and on the water for about 3 years. And with that under our belt, we've learned a lot about how to engage the public. We've made some pretty steady headway in the ocean energy business. We've consciously been working at a small scale. We're focused on how to benefit the local communities. A few things that we've learned here on the slide. Outreach needs to happen early, and it needs to happen often. You know, someday we hope to be considered one of the good developers, like Kim mentioned. You know, it's difficult sometimes with a young, nascent technology, but to try to find out what the tangible benefits are, the economic benefits, that's something that that's important. And as soon as we can identify such benefits, we go ahead and try to communicate as clearly as possible what those look like to the members of the community. We spend a lot of time forging local partnerships, and as I mentioned, we use as much as possible local talent and service providers. It's important that we're upfront. We try to be honest and transparent with our project plans, our technology, and our any kind of issues that might come up. We don't hide the ball. It's something that we like to use. We're open with the development plans, and we try to be responsive to questions and concerns. You know, if it's something that we can't, and I heard it mentioned before, if it's something that we can't answer immediately in any kind of forum or setting, we'll say that. We'll say that we don't know, and we'll get back to you. It's not doing anybody any good to put up a false front and not be straightforward. And we learned that we need to be prepared to adjust our plans, to change course. There's been numerous examples, whether it's identifying the best site to use based on what the fishermen indicate as not a very fruitful area for them. We accept the input, and often that's the best illustration of being credible is taking that to heart, making sure that it fits within the business plan, but that it's going to be something that the community and anybody that has concerns can eventually live with. So there's a lot of examples that we've experienced in the last couple of years where we have had one thing in mind and we've gone down a different route because of the input that's been provided for certain areas. So again, it was a
Oh no.
There it is. I get it quite.
The first time that's happened today, so. So basically, the analogy that was used earlier, we're pretty familiar with, and that you have to crawl before you walk. We've been crawling for a couple years now. This past summer, we reached up to the coffee table, and at this point, we're trying to get to the point where we're kind of toddling around in a year from now with a system that is not going to be a huge part of the puzzle as compared to some of the offshore wind discussions, but it should be something that would be part of the solution. We think that what we're trying to accomplish is a stepping stone for other development, including wave, including offshore wind, other tidal. As you can see on the slide, some of our efforts that were recently cited from the Cooperative Extension Service include our desire to communicate our intentions to the community, our commitment to the community. We have utilized as much as possible neutral brokers for some of the more challenging discussions that we've had. I think that adds a lot of credibility in using, for example, a nonprofit resource center to help facilitate the discussions with the fishermen community and others. We've worked hard to develop professional relationships with local government, town officials, and we don't deviate. While some aspects of our project plans may change and some aspects of our technology we need to keep close, we take advantage of all public forums, stakeholder meetings, in an effort to communicate things sooner rather than later. By listening to and gaining input from a variety of stakeholders, we seem to be garnering more trust, understanding, and eventual support. The efforts over the next few months will help catapult the tidal energy industry in the States, and we're learning every day from others. We feel that our work is being looked at nationally at this point, from many different levels, and is really paving the way for future development of the ocean energy industry. So with that, I think that was about it. So thank you very much.